There are some really, really creepy Santa Clauses out there. I've seen quite a few in my day. The thing is like, I get like putting on the long hair and the beard and all that kind of thing. The costume. That's traditional Santa stuff. But some of these guys are wearing like masks. And Santa masks do not work. Like, there is no reason for you to be wearing a mask as Santa. And when you do, it makes you extremely menacing. Any child who crosses your path will look rightfully surprised and creeped out. And so will adults. How do I know this? Well, other than how you're looking at me, I mean. Well, I'll be happy to tell you. I was just invited to never return to my gig as an understudy Santa for this podunk town's Christmas carnival. I'm supposed to just be an elf, okay? But the main Santa got drunk out of his mind and showed up looking like he was about to give a barely comprehensible manifesto and smelling like a whole ass glue factory. So look, I had a relapse, okay? And I really am sorry that you're affected by it. But you gotta understand, I had to do something. Something to take my mind off of this. Fucking hot out here. My rent is due next week. Not that you would know that, or that you asked. But I need every single cent, every red penny. And since there's no way in hell I'll be allowed back there to finish out the week, my last paycheck will be short exactly $17.58. Do you know what that is in flesh? To my landlord, I mean. It's different for everybody I know. But it's a lot. And I'm tired of letting that old ass man rape me. So I need money. And I'm sorry. I'm sorry again for taking your money. But look, I never wanted to be fucking Santa Claus. But because I'm a do-gooding asshole, I volunteered. If no one else wanted to do it, I'm just trying to fucking bring some goodness into the world. I said, look, if nobody else wants to do it, I could be the last resort, right? There are men who are supposed to be fucking reindeer. Like, does Donner really need to be fucking represented here on the sleigh team? Let him be Santa for once. Or let the head elf do it. That nosy motherfucker. Nobody raised their goddamn hand in the break room. I felt so bad for the floor manager. I should raise my hand. Fucking idiot. Whatever. So nobody else raised their hand. Mercy's gonna do it. Let's watch her try to be Santa. Blowed ass bitches. But, so, I said what I said, and I'm a woman of my word. And the sleazy ass mall manager. I'd tell you his name, but you wouldn't know him. He took me into the back room. He told the costume lady to fill out the costume's belly with extra fluff so it would stick out from my chest further than my tits, right? My tits wouldn't look so suspicious. But of course, not before copping a feel first. Obviously. Fucking degenerate. And did she say anything? That numb cunt? Nope. Just kind of looked at the ground. Anyways. Yeah, that worked like a fucking charm. I look more like Randy, the little brother from Christmas Story, than Santa. I can't put my arms down! I was almost ready to fucking go out there. I didn't even care. Whatever. I needed the job. And then that stupid fucking costume coos decided that my face was too cute. Cute. In scare quotes. Cute like that fucking stupid face. What is that shit? UWU? I'm not gonna do it. It's insipid. Even under the wig and beard. I was like, really? You can see my face? You can see everything. She goes, no, it was too cute. You can see that you're a girl. And she said that, would you want all the little kids to sit on your lap and ask if you were bearded Mrs. Claus? And I told her I could give a shit. Like, I'd reassure them in my deepest voice that I was Santa Claus. No, little Johnny, I'm Santa Claus. And she heard that.
And
I bet you can guess what she said. She goes, okay, so we need something else with for your face, and you'll need a voice mod too. Fucking dyke. So she went into the closet, dug around for a little bit, and she came out with this fucking ratty ass thing. She had found a Santa mask. She put a Santa mask on me. A fucking mask. Have you ever heard of anything like that? It's the stuff of nightmares, isn't it? Hmm? And the voice mod? That made me sound like a lifelong smoker who is only just now learning to use their stoma correctly. But fuck it, right? That's better than a lady Santa. So I go out there. The first little kid they put in my lap starts to scream. Of course they didn't let me keep the voice mod. I can't replicate it. What do you want from red man, little boy? I mean, what the fuck? I mean, who, what is anybody to, hey, stay still. This is very rude of you. Are you fucking listening to me? I could end this right now. I don't care. I mean, the night has gone, exactly unaccording to plan. So if you want to cut our little conversation short, that's fine. This is just my favorite part of a relapse, you know? Did you say something? I can't really tell. Did you say, I feel like that's all you've had to say to me. Are you listening to my fucking harrowing tale of poverty? Anyway, that first kid, taken away by the elf. This single mother probably fucking shoves dildos in her ass for the cam on the side. When the kid's off with his dad and his stepmother getting beat for the weekend. She goes, you should be ashamed of yourself. Why would you try to scare somebody like that? You fucking bitch. Anyway, a little girl came next. Like, plopped her into my lap. She must have been kind of slow, because she goes, you're kind of small for Santa. And I just nodded. I knew that my voice would scare her. And I kind of opened up my hands like, what do you want for Christmas, little girl? And she didn't know what that meant. She gave me a high five. Fucking idiot. Wish I could have just bounced her right out of my lap. So I had to use my voice. She wasn't picking up on it. And then, of course, she started to scream. I asked the stupid costume coos, can I please take this voice mod out? Seriously. And she said, no. It won't be believable. Am I fucking crazy? It's believable now? I don't fucking know. Anyway, because I live to serve, I put my thoughts aside and I went to my happy place. Bet you can't guess what it is. It's not a sunny beach or a misty forest or somewhere from my past. My past. Please. I'm laughing because my past is fucked. You don't want to know. Weird torture shit pretty much covers it. Only a select few know about that. Family, history, all that bullshit that you don't care about. Don't lie and try to tell me that you do care. I know you don't. I know that you'd say anything to me. Since I have this, control over you. So, my happy place. Place with lights and screams and eyes that never stop watching me. What I do to others. There's an archival aspect to it, but we'll get to that. I just need to vent right now, okay? And the more steam that I let off verbally, the less likely I am to hurt you. Right away, anyway. So, you don't gotta be scared of me. No. I promise. Not right now. I know you're in a tough spot. You know, it's just probably not. Hey! You are still being very rude. No one likes naughty people, especially not me. Don't you want to hear the rest of my story? The reason that I was let go? And by extension, the reason why you're here right now? I thought so. That really fucking hurt my hand. Don't make me hit you again. Anyway, after a few more screaming children, their sounds just reminded me of who I am. From the screaming mouths of babes, am I right? Salvation! I'd been trying to leave it alone, but I can't. I've been trying to better myself, but, you know, I'm not happy when I pretend to be who I'm not. So, one too many of those snarling, snot-nosed brats, and I lost my temper. I do have a temper. I try to let it out during my leisure time, when I'm alone in the car, alone in my apartment. Mostly in my studio, though. Anyway, it was kind of funny. After the kids started to cry in line, you know how they all just stupidly follow each other when one starts, like dominoes? So, cacophony around me, I thought I'd just play into it, you know? You can't beat them, join them. So I started to scream at them, and my voice mod crackles. It was hilarious. I said the most heinous shit. It was so over the top. Who could have thought I was serious, I ask you? These fucking ignorant fools, apparently. I said, what did I say? I know you've all been naughty. I'll shove lumps of coal down your miserable throats. God and life itself, it's all a lie. Everything you know is wrong. You were all mistakes. Everyone you've ever loved, they're gonna die. And so will you. And the world will be better for that when it happens, you fucking walking viruses. Then I ripped the voice mod off myself, threw it right into that costume cunt's face, and bloodied her nose as it made her look very festive, just like Rudolph. Oh, but then the mall cops just started to gather in on me, and it felt so close, you know, claustrophobic. I couldn't breathe under that fucking mask anymore. And I got to say one last thing before I jumped up and got the fuck out of there. I said, you have no idea what I've done, you imbeciles. And I pulled this out. I always carry it around with me for emergencies. Pretty, huh? It's funny how people let you do what you want when you have a big fucking knife, right? So, I ran out of there, still in this fucking psychotic costume. And then, we met. You and me. You were in the parking lot, and I saw an opportunity. You seemed so overwhelmed. All this Christmas shopping and shit. And I wanted to make a friend. I don't need to remind you how it happened. I bet you'll remember it for the rest of your life, but, well, you know, I approached you, convinced you to come with me. Thank you for the car ride and the company, and for not making me use my knife in public. Now you understand a little bit more about why I'm dressed the way I am. But now we've arrived at the best part. My relapse. We've gotten to the part where I get some good cheer. You think you can help me with that? Is there any more goodwill towards men on Earth? I'm sure you can. I need to blow off some steam. So, why don't you just take a few deep, calming breaths and start taking off your clothes for me? Please? You don't really, really mean that, do you? You don't mean nope. Come on. I shouldn't have to remind you. Don't you see it? Don't you feel it? Well, you should know I like to make sex with my violence. Who doesn't, am I right? Two great things that go great together. Hey, you got your sex in my violence. No, you got your violence in my sex. Everyone shut the fuck up! Just kidding. I don't hear voices in my head. Or do I? I don't fucking know. So, why are you still dressed? Take off your fucking clothes and show me your body. Okay, good. Good! Isn't everything so much easier when you follow directions? Christ. Okay. Well, you look good. You could have had a couple of kids and stuff, but whatever. Huh? Oh, no, I'm just watching you. The shirt, too. Yes, everything. Yes, I want you naked. Yes, I know it's cold. Mm. Do you think I give a fuck? I would hope not. Oh, we don't know each other that well, I guess, but this is just one of the things that I like to do during a relapse. I just sometimes like to watch, you know? I see you when you're sleeping, blah, 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 blah. So, just pretend like I'm not here. I know it's very difficult. I need to take your fingers and start touching yourself. If you make me ask again, I will go and get my sack of coal. I have one. You think I don't? You want to find out? Good. Good. Why don't you make a little noise for me? Huh? Give me something to listen to while I watch you. You know, I bet that you're one of those fucking sickos that has rape fantasies, huh? Has fantasies about somebody carjacking them, holding a knife to their throat, so that you don't have to feel bad about it feeling good. Isn't it nice to be scared while you do it? You look fucking good doing it. Put your other hand on your breast. Squeeze your nipples till it hurts. I want to see that wince of pain. Good. You're following directions really well then. I can see you now. I hear you getting wet. Yes, I fucking do. I can hear it. It's nice. No, I'm not going to touch myself. We're not bonding that much. We're just going to have this little bonding experience here and then... it was a nice little noise. And then you can help me decorate this place. How about that? It's not very festive. Fuck. Good. Good. You like to use two fingers, huh? Just do what you like. And the quicker you come, the quicker this will all be over. I'll be on my way. to the next house or something. I don't know. I haven't decided yet. You're putting on such a good show for me, baby. Fuck yes. You look so good. Just gonna stand here and watch you on that chair at my feet. If you need help, I could put my boot on top of your hand. Really get you going. No, you don't need help. Then fucking come already. I'm getting a little tired of this part, okay? Okay. Well, I was watching your fingers flying fast all over yourself, up inside yourself, looking good, baby. Fuck. God. I'm gonna remember this later when I'm touching my own self. For now, just burning every inch of you into my memory. Oh, you seem like you're about to come. Oh, yeah, okay, go. Come for me. Let me see it. Let me see it. If you're nice, you're gonna come for me. I'm not here. Just let me watch. Forget about me. Close your eyes if you need to. Yeah. Ooh, that helps, doesn't it? Fuck. Okay, let me hear you come. Let me hear you come fucking scream for me, bitch. Oh, God. Very nice. Very nice. Okay. Let me just... sit down right next to you. Good job. Good job, baby. Now, give me your hand. The one still glistening with all of your... wetness. I see fingers. Let's see. Which one is the wettest? The middle one? Pointer. Give me your hand. Don't pull away. Well, I told you, honey, once you were done, we're gonna decorate this place. Hey?
Let's see. Start with the pinky finger. Ooh, nice rings, by the way. Take those first. I might make this part hard. Okay. This little finger went to market. This little finger stayed home. This little finger had roast beef. And this little finger... Gosh, that felt good. Oh, so satisfying, that crack. Now let me... Ooh, it hurt. I'm sorry. No, I'm not. I'm not sorry at all. Don't want to be disingenuous. I love this part. So good. I'm going to put this one in my stocking. Let's see. You don't need that finger. No. No. Stay the fuck still. Because now I need a centerpiece for my mantle. Then what am I going to take? If we want it to be matching, it would probably have to be another finger. So, give me your... Honey. Good. Give me your hand. I know it hurts. It'll all be over in just a second. Oh. Okay, this one's a little bit thicker, so I'll get my knife. Help you this one. Good. I like it. It's a little funny. Your middle finger, you know. Centerpiece on my mantle. Put it into this candle holder right here. Like, fuck Christmas, don't you know? Oh, fuck. Something else, I think. Let me get this last little finger that you like to use to touch yourself. You won't be doing that much anymore, honey, I promise. This one's gonna be for Santa. I'll put it on the fucking plate of cookies and milk, and he'll be so happy. Suck on it like a lollipop or something. Good. No, oh, I've just saved you a fortune on gloves. Okay. Don't pass out on me. You can't go to sleep yet. Don't go to sleep. I'm not done with you yet. I want something, too. I will leave most of the rest of you, okay? Because I know some folks who would pay a pretty penny for you. They're not picky about little digits that might be missing. So I'm going to leave most of you, and I'm going to keep a little something of you. Just as a relapse chip, if you will. I like to keep track of them. So just lean towards me, baby. Take your face in my hand. This knife is very sharp, so hook it underneath your earlobe. And just... Hello? Check 1, 2. Testing. Oh, shit. This is mine. Thank you. And, well, now that I have my souvenir, my place is all decorated. We got something for Santa, and you had your orgasm, and I got to watch. And I think, what am I gonna do now? I know. I'm gonna call those people that I mentioned. You just sit tight in your chair, okay? Behave while I make a phone call. Oh, you got a thumbprint security thing on you. Give me your hand. Whatever one you use to open this thing. Sweet face. Do you want me to take your thumb too? Because I will. I left that for you. Okay, good. Put your thumb on it. Put your fucking thumb on it, right? Thank you. Hey, yeah, give me a receiving. Hey, man. Yep, got something. Fresh, not whole. Left middle pointer, right pinky, an ear. The right one. I need a rush order for pickup on this one, by the way. It's getting a little squirrely right now. Oh, you fuck. Hold on. Come here. You stupid, stupid fucking idiot. Why did you try that? Hey. Hello? Okay, put an even bigger rush. Or else use that refrigerator truck. It's not squirrely anymore. I don't care. Fucking make it happen. I'll be waiting. Same spot.